Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Good evening, people. I just want to kind of apologize for this evening show. We had some slight difficulty. Hopefully we got everything back up and running. Can anyone hear me? Please raise your hand or whatever. Let's see if we can. We have one caller here, 205-1708. I'm going to open your mic up just for a test. Can you hear me? 1708. Your mic is open. Say 708-1000. Your mic is open.
I'm just idle.
Okay, how's it going, man? 5-2-7-1.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, don't apologize. You're doing your thing. You're up and running right away.
Okay. All right. How's it going today, man?
I don't know. I still got some wounds on me from this weekend. You know, Chris Moore whooped us up real nice.
I understand that. Well, at least the Rudd Racing, actually, I guess, coming alive now, and so hopefully we can carry out the rest of the year with some more good races.
Before the line gets all, you know, cluttered up and stuff, I put on Cycle Bike about watching for them kids in the background. Can you do anything about that?
Yeah, we're going to try to monitor that closely tonight. What is happening is I think people are calling in on 2-3-way lines, and so when you try to go in there and find those lines, that's where the issues coming up, and so they kind of got smart now, but we'll try to keep control of it and stay on top of it tonight.
It's all good.
Yeah. Well, we got one more line here, 9118. We're just going to kind of run through stuff tonight here. Let's open this mic up.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, CJ.
Yo.
Is CJ talking?
Yeah.
You ain't the only one hurting. I'm hurting too.
Yeah. you got a couple black guys too?
Yeah, I got one.
I got two.
it was a lot of racing.
At least I didn't get knocked down. I just got stolen a couple times.
Yeah.
Well, before the show gets too deep here, we're going to, I guess, take the little few minutes here to kind of ask if anyone had anything they want to say for us, any upcoming events or something. We'll take this time now and kind of broadcast it. I know we got a race coming up this weekend over in Kennedale, Texas. That's going to be on the September 8th at Texas Raceway. I think on the 15th we have a Rips race over there in Holiday Beach. And on the 22nd, I don't know what's going on the 22nd, but on the 29th, we got the race over at Twiggs also. So I know that for the month of September, that's going on. And I think on the 29th, isn't there something going on at My Rock or something, too?
Yeah,
I think the My Rock race will last the 30th, 29th, 30th, something.
Okay. Okay.
Chris. Chris, I think you missed one. I think Lee's race is this weekend in Mooresville.
Right, that's right. It is.
Yeah.
Lee's race. Yeah, Lee's race too.
But you know what? It's not posted anywhere. I was trying to figure out some times and shit. It was going to open.
Okay. I was reading something about it. I think Youngblood has a race too. I think on the 8th that's coming up this weekend too.
I think they rescheduled to the 22nd. It said.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. The 22nd, they post on the internet. Didn't know
okay.
Chastain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, do y'all know any more races in the month of September 4 that's coming up? Or?
No, not any more than you mentioned.
That's about
okay.
It, all you named.
Yeah, okay. So, CJ, did you I only have your red 14 down there, or you had some more bikes too down there because you was racing up at the Rock?
No, they actually declined to race my bike. So we brought out a couple shorter bikes, and I thought it was enough, but it wasn't enough. But hopefully next time they'll tangle with my bike a little bit.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Chris Lewis was supposed to be on here, but with the delay, I don't know if he's still on there. Chris, if you're on the line, please press 1 where we can bring you on board here. We have one line that's open, 1708. We're going to open this mic back up. 1708. Your line is open.
They must have pressed 1 and walked away.
Evidently. Well, CJ, what's your next travel for us? you just going to chill out for a while, though.
Shit, I might be in Mooresville this weekend.
Okay. That's a new spot to go to.
I might turn this motherfucking car around and point it right back that way.
Nothing wrong with that.
Shit, I might fly in. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, it's fine. Come over because I hadn't heard anything from him or heard any news on him over at the Rock.
No, he wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the big thing with Chris and I guess he wants to race what New York 1000 with Wing and all of them. Is that any truth to that? Or?
Yeah, I think that's going to go down in Mooresville.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe it's going to happen.
There was just so many damn races, it was hard to get every single one in you wanted. Because we were supposed to take the back tire from EJ on Billy Mays, and Chris Moore did it first.
Okay, yeah.
So there was just too much, you know what I mean? There were so many damn races that you couldn't get all the ones that were discussed in. That's how good the event was.
Okay.
Yeah, he damn sure got away.
Yeah, it was spinning. Okay. He had a couple folks spinning in the other lane.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all right. Hey, that's racing. I'll take
yeah,
them
right.
All day long every day.
I know
but
that's
not
right.
Every,
I can't,
not,
I can't handle.
Not everybody
so
was spinning.
Actually, have gone, what, was it 8-0 up there?
I'm not sure. I know a 6 for sure, but people are saying
okay.
8. I would like to know the other two I'd like to know the other two he raced too, because he got Mayo three times, us two, EJ once. That's six I know of.
Yeah.
I don't know who else he raced. He'll probably be on here in a minute.
So what was it? He just, with Mayo, I mean, the first race, Mayo thought maybe it was just technical or something, he wanted to run it over. It just...
Both races, the first two races, Mayo was in the right lane and spun both times. It wasn't even close. Mayo shut down.
Yeah.
I think. And the third race, I didn't see it, but I was told, I could be wrong, but I was told that Mayo went up in the air. He wheelied.
Yeah, I saw it. They had a video on the computer. I saw that he wheelied, so.
That
yeah,
Mayo did
wheelie? Yeah, he did wheel it. I saw the video. He wheeled it, but he wheeled it behind him, so it wouldn't even matter.
He was behind him anyway?
Yeah. It looked like he was.
Yeah.
I like the camera. I could have been wrong, but the camera, the angle of the camera was, it looked like he was behind him, but he might not have been. I don't know.
But each race, I believe Chris got the back tire, so he was probably out on him for sure.
Yeah.
But
every time we do dome races, we win. But when we do races we think got covered, then we always fucking lose. Every time.
Man, so I'm probably looking for in the near future that probably going to end up becoming a rematch in between those.
Oh, yeah. We do rematch. Hopefully everyone was head up since they said they were running Rick Flathead over the street tie. They said somebody run Rick Flathead over, they put a street tie back on, so... They should run us head up and with the street size, we look just like them.
Well, since you guys were there, how was the Mayo in the Big Red race? I'm hearing several different stories about it. I just kind of want to get it out there or either ask somebody that was there and actually witness the race.
There's only one story, the real story. Little Richard went up in smoke.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't go down through there together. Good clean passes.
Okay.
They need to run it back somewhere, you know.
Okay. I'm sure that race will happen as well.
Yeah, it should. I mean, I'd be out there doing it again if I spun and lost.
Yeah. They were saying, too, that Alex Bud Light think son won a few grudge races as well, too.
Yeah, Lil Dust was doing his thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But, there was another guy they were talking about as well, too. I can't think of the gentleman's name. So they were saying also about what maybe how many would you race for at the grudge races that actually kicked off up there? It was about 20, 30 of them, or?
There had to be 20 of them.
It was a lot of them, man, for real. It was more grudge races last weekend than it had been all year.
All year put together.
Yeah, for real, man.
Yeah, it was a good time.
There, it was raining. It was raining and stuff, but we didn't think we could turn good time, man. But I'm going to tell you, man, a lot of people got it in. I had a ball. I wish every grudge fest could be like that, but. Like.
Well, you never know which day is going to be working in your favor and then which day is not. I mean, it's just one of those things you have to be able to take on to whatever is dealt out to you. Go with that.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing was the reason that it was so good is because a lot of the real grudge racers showed up. You know what I mean? A lot of the teams that really do race and not talk, you know? That was another. It wasn't packed. The whole joint, you know, wasn't packed, but the real motherfuckers are there, so.
Okay.
Other than custom cuts.
I didn't say that.
Well, the guy didn't do any racing or nothing, or just. We have a hand here. 6645. Your mic is open.
Hey, Chris, it's me, Papa. How you guys doing tonight?
Oh, we doing okay. What about you?
What's going on, EJ?
Get your head off the phone.
Man, kiss my ass. Is that CJ out there here talking?
No,
No, I didn't think so. What happened to your bike, buddy?
No comment.
I got you. We're going to see you again real soon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is you going to run him when he come out?
What's that?
Hell yeah, I've already told him I want to run him. He ain't going to
run
me.
Run
away. Too fast. What's going at it? Let's go. Possum, what are you trying to hang a fight on for?
I ain't know if you got
the
street bike
rid
or not.
Oh, you know I ain't gonna ride that damn thing. I'm with Dan Dusty. Damn, about to say Dan Dusty. I'm thinking about that race.
You got the wrong man. Look at you.
I hear some in the background.
That's my son bitching about his money. Here we go again.
I ain't got no kids, so it ain't me.
Said it was me. He was saying I wanted $5. I made him pick up some trash out in New York.
He said, where's my money? He wants to spin.
Yeah, he wants his money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty mad at me. I didn't let him go to the track this past weekend.
Oh, okay. So, Pop, you got a big announcement or something you was trying to make? You want to
No, you know me. I just always jump in and chime in. I ain't got no big announcement. I'm nobody
no more. Okay.
What big announcement I going to make? Possum versus the world?
Oh, okay.
We already did that one.
Possum.
Well, you know, we need to nominate. We need to go on it. I can't beat him. I can't drink beer with that man. Alex is mad at me. I took his money this weekend. Oh, wait a minute. We took your money, EJ. EJ, did we not just take your money this weekend? That $100 you said you were going to dig in my ass?
Yeah. You took some more of my money.
I'm going to get some more of it, too.
You lucky we spent.
Lucky we spent.
We're
going
to run it back. We're going to run it back.
Oh, yes, sir. You can get it back. I don't care. I mean, I hate that anybody spends. I mean, you know how that goes. I hate that. I'll give you the race back.
I know the feeling.
I know. Yeah, I know you do. So, I mean, I hate it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to do it again. Maybe we can do it again back in Maryland. Maybe we can do it again this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, too bad I got to work.
Now, when are we going to go on and vote CJ 400 grudge race of the year?
Shit, we got half a year to go.
You still got many miles left on your ass to go to.
I got many, 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 many miles left.
Well, you got a rival in Chris Moore, buddy. I'm going to tell you that.
He's got the right motherfucker for a war, I'll tell you that.
You ain't lying there, buddy. He might not have the miles under his belt, but he damn sure got the wins.
I thought you were talking about racing me. You're talking about Grudge Racer of the Year?
Grudge Racer of the Year, yeah.
Oh no! I was talking about if we got a rivalry going now with racing.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah, he did. Didn't he beat Teasel this weekend?
Twice.
Oh, that's right. That don't happen, does it?
No.
Well, so he's gonna have to do that again.
Listen, I was 18-0 with JT since 06. I don't like that shit. Now I'm 18-2. But I gotta say, it wasn't my bike. So.
Yeah, but you're betting with your man. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Hey, for now we got another call.
To raise the hand, his 9005.
Where's Cousin Chris?
Well, in fact.
9005, the mic is open.
Yeah, go ahead and hear the back because the radio's too loud.
Man, shut that 905 off.
9005, can you turn your television down?
We can fix that. Man, cut him off.
Man, where's Custy Cut says he lost the words tonight.
I don't know. I would like to hear the, something from him tonight for his rock trip.
He should be out here in a minute.
He was real quiet at Rockingham this weekend.
Was that your Stone Trooper bike?
Do what now, buddy?
Your Stormtrooper bike, was that the race you done with Possible? I'm not, man, with Custom Cut this weekend?
Yes, it was. What had happened was we talked to his builder, and he told us that he was going to run us with those Outlaw bikes. And I said, okay, let's do it. And I went over there and talked to his builder, and his builder said, I mean, I'll let him tell you. Of course, he tells a different story on Psycho Bike, but, I mean, his builder just felt like he didn't have enough shakedown time because Friday the track didn't open. He's new to the Outlaw bike. So I respected that, and he said the only person we could run was Ron Procopio or whatever. I said, okay, I appreciate that. Well, we get up in the lanes, and Scrappy comes up to me and says, let's do this right now. He walked back, asked his builder, could we do it? Ron was sitting on the bike and said, let's do it. We got in the beams, and we cut the wind line off. But yeah,
we
were going through. Do what?
We tried to run with Sam Cook, but he kept bullshitting. You know how I do.
Well, they were going to – Custom Cuts was bullshitting, period. His motor is hurt, despite what other people were trying to – what he was saying earlier that he sold the bike. I don't know what he's done with the bike.
He must have heard it there because he was the first one in the gates, and he was running – he made a few passes with his bike earlier in the day when I was there.
Yeah, somebody came up to my trailer and said he had like a 2060-foot or something. I was like, God
dang. The thing about it is, you can't get on the internet and talk shit about people's bikes blowing up, shit like that, and then that board come back on. You know what I'm saying? Cause I hurt mine about a couple weeks ago, and I ain't got it checked out right now, but he come on the internet talking shit about how my bike done blowed up. It ain't blowed up. It ain't hurt bad. It's some simple shit. But the thing about it, you can't talk shit about a man's bike and build a, you know what I'm saying, then not spit this shit, come back on, man, that shit ain't cool, man. You know what I'm saying?
EJ. His builder said that he probably already had the bike hurt and it's been hurt, but it finally reared its ugly head this weekend.
Yeah, but the thing, you can't do that, man. As long as you're racing and starting up these big notches and stuff, they gonna keep breaking. You know what I'm saying? Well, man, you can't get on there and talk shit about somebody else's bill and that somebody else's bike spit this shit not come back on. You know what I'm saying?
I know, buddy.
We even told him we'd run them with Dawson's bike, street tire, heads up. Just get a race. You know what I'm saying? Street tire with that. We're gonna run Custom Cuts Boost with that bike.
Mm.
But hey, they kept trying to play it off like, okay, it's raining, we can't do nothing. You know how man ain't got time for all that fucking clown ass shit, man.
Who's not cutting you off? Who was the guy with the ATV, man, with the 1000 engine on it?
Curtis.
Riding the bike.
Okay. Curtis and Carol.
Okay.
Yeah. That bike's full of clean, man.
But, when we put in these bikes all the time, EJ, I mean, they're going to go sooner or later, and that's something I think he didn't know nothing about. You know, but then again, if you remember what he said a couple months back, I got three motors.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm bringing them all with me.
Why he ain't buying an extra one with him then? If he know he was going to make that long trip, you know what I'm saying?
Because I guess he had that bulletproof motor. He had that 100 pass CJ motor.
Love you,
CJ.
124 passes.
Nothing but love for you, CJ.
Let's open these two lines up. Chris, I think, is trying to dial in. 9005 and 6212.
Okay.
Okay.
The Hummingbird Festival in Rockport, Texas.
Somebody get another mute button.
6212, your mic is open. Let's try 9005 again, see if he has cleared his mic. 9005, your mic is open. I don't know. We give him some more time. 6212, your mic is open. 6212, your mic is open.
Yeah, all I'm trying to say, I was there to rock. Yeah, we down right now. I'm with Custom Cuts. That's my crew. And y'all love kicking folks when they down, but it's okay. We'll be back in about 3 weeks. Possum, get ready, because we got something for you.
Oh, my God. Listen, you know what? Nobody kicking him when he was down. I was very respectful to him.
I mean, I don't know who else.
You came in here and said that I was jumping on the man while I was down. Point blank, I did not. He was respectful to us this weekend.
Okay.
We were respectful to him. I helped him out with some nitrous. But you know what? Your boy talk a lot, and he likes to trash a lot. I mean, that's entertainment. I understand he explained that to me, that he's all about entertainment. But he showed up to the Rock. His bike got hurt, and he shut up. That was it. There was no more. You didn't hear Cuss for Cuss. You didn't see him. He didn't show up. Tell him to get ready. Sit on anything he got action, okay? That's all. It doesn't matter. It's friendly. We ain't even worried about that.
We talking about the one time I said, oh, somebody say we got three motors sitting on that. Man, come on, man.
I'm just repeating what he said. And if I pull up the cycle bike, I could probably find the post.
Well, look.
I got three motors if my motor go down. And my builder just go flip-flopping, and now I'll be back on the track.
Well, possibly, I ain't got nothing to do with that, so, you know.
Sorry, you said you responded to it. I'm telling you what I read. He posted it. I'm not making this stuff up.
Hey, everybody going to hurt one day, so, hey, I'm glad
we took it. I've been hurting you know, through rubbing dogs.
I'm glad we took it now. So when November get here, all we can do is we can crack some heads now. That's it.
Y'all got to wait all the way to November.
I'm telling you what, boy, don't be picking on our builders no more. You got to wait until November.
That's what I'm saying. Damn. I'm trying to get my head cracked next week.
Hey, we'll be ready at the end of the month, but.
Look, we got one more call. It's 2682. Your mic is open.
Yo, can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
What's up, man? That's Chris Moore.
What's going on, Chris?
No, so
well,
I'm off the ass, man.
Well, good to have you.
What's up, buddy?
The Dominator. The Dominator.
I think we got Fast Rob on here, too. Rob, you on there?
Yeah, CJ, what's up, buddy?
Yo, Big Rob, what up?
Y'all
need a rabbit at home, this time. Y'all need a rabbit at home.
Right. What happened?
I said, y'all need a rabbit at home this time.
Oh, man, y'all did catch us on a lucky day. That was bad for y'all. We're usually never that good. We was just, I think it was because my wife came.
Hey, I never feel it. Hey, I ain't knocking, man. Shit, y'all, everything went y'all way this weekend. I can't hate on you, shit.
No one can.
You guys coming to you not sure about coming to Mooresville?
Who's that?
This Chris. I said, you guys think you are coming to Mooresville, or you still haven't talked to Jeremy yet?
Yeah, we're coming.
Okay.
Damn this highway. I didn't get home till fucking Sunday night.
You need to see that.
Just move down here. God.
You got a room
from home or something.
You got a room, Mike. You got a room I can rent, possibly.
You know I would. Just let me know. I got the barn out back.
Hey, I've slept in worse.
You slept in that truck, I'm sure.
No doubt. Well, we got Rockingham last weekend. We got Mooresville this weekend. We got Grips Race the following weekend. And I got the Michigan the following weekend. Then I got My Rock the following weekend.
Where's Grips Race going to be at?
I might not make October.
Oh, okay. CJ, when you going to have your bike ready?
10 to 14 days.
10 to 14 days?
That's what I was told.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I hope so.
Okay. So,
it didn't sound as bad as it was actually, I guess.
Okay.
They told me it's from some big ass heavy guy on his frame.
Well, why don't you get back on that bike of yours and run the possum?
Get what? Get on what bike?
Your bike and run me on possum.
Well, right now I got to pedal it like Fred Flintstone. What do you mean?
I'm right there with you, buddy. I keep gaining weight.
There ain't no heart in it right now.
No, it's got plenty of fucking heart in it. It just ain't beating right now.
Hey, Possum, you want to try us on Kicking Rock? Can we put a bigger rider on it?
Why wouldn't
Hold on.
Depends on how big your rider is.
He weighs 210.
That's what.
210 through the quarter.
210 through the quarter, man. You know those 1,000.
Hell no.
Thank you, EJ.
Whatever.
Hell no.
If we ain't equal, I can't fight in the quarter, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. If you're not equal to me, we cannot run through the quarter with no gas, bud. Not unless you're extremely bigger like CJ.
I might take a chance there.
That's what I thought he was gonna say. That if he said 8 mile, I mean, I don't mind trying something stupid. This.
We might try you with that. The dude is I'm talking about, he ain't gonna be able to come to the track this weekend, but the next maybe the next event we be at, maybe we can try something with that, because I know he's gonna be out of town this week.
Well, that's fine. And we're actually working on a street tire bike now. It was out last weekend, not this past weekend, the weekend before. But what?
Y'all got excuses.
I'm lost.
Well, he's at a pause. We got one more caller here. 1352, your mic is open.
It didn't go wrong.
1352, your mic is open. Your line is open. All right.
They don't want to
talk.
Is Kicking Rocks going up my head over Billy Mays?
No, we can't run no grizz down slider bike.
I head up.
Y'all just post y'all want to run Rick Flat head up with the street tire back on?
Through the street
tire? Same bike.
Hey, no, it ain't the same bike.
No, it ain't the same bike. They put the street tire on the same bike. They put the street tire on the bike.
No, y'all bike got wheels on it. You lighter than Dusty, it's a lot different.
Ain't a lot different. It's the same bike. It's a street tire.
Oh,
and Kick Rocks is a poster.
And?
And the wheels ain't even, they aluminum. They ain't magnesium. They weigh just as much as stock wheel weight.
Oh, man, y'all went the marching seniors. They don't weigh just as much as stock wheels.
Man, marching seniors make aluminum wheels. What are you talking about?
So you would pay $3,000 for some wheels that they just as much as the stock.
I didn't pay $3,000 because they're not my bike. I don't know how much you pay for them.
I'm just saying, whoever owned the bike, why would they do that?
They not new wheels. He bought them used, man.
Yeah, I put them on there for a reason.
We'll take the wheel off the bike. If you don't think they aluminum, we'll wait.
Don't worry about it, EJ. Just leave it alone. They doing what they're doing. It's working for them.
But how you going to run a bike that looks just like us, head up, one with us, head up?
Where's my pliers at?
As a matter of fact, how about we just put Des on the bike when y'all head up?
So you'll put Des on the bike, run us head up?
Yeah, we'll put Des on the bike, yeah.
I mean, I ain't going to guarantee that. We might consider that.
No, wait.
We got two callers here. 6010, your mic is open. Your mic is open. Yo. Hello, what's going on?
first time tuning in. I'm just
okay.
First time tuning in. I'm just listening to somebody.
Okay.
1352.
Carson, you still there? 1352. Your mic is open.
I'm speaking to my ear. I can't hear well.
Chris, what you think about their race hit up with somebody?
I don't know.
Man, want a beer bad. I'm just sitting here fading, brother. I'm going to get you beer.
You ain't got no shoes on.
Oh, okay.
Well, Chris, how many races do you have locked in for the Mooresville race this weekend?
Well, supposedly we got Wing locked in. I think we're going to try CJ400, give them a run back on their race.
Wing race probably won't happen. Go ahead and tell y'all that now. I
like
seriously doubt it better happen.
How about Billy Mays head up?
We can't do Billy Mays heads up.
That's a whole.
Why not?
Put somebody on it, then we can try.
Well, they said they'll put. How about y'all put Dusty on it, and then we'll do a head up in Maryland.
How you like that, EJ?
Y'all know I'm not that fast.
Huh?
I'm not that fast,
you
know that?
Boy,
we put this on them runners here.
In Maryland, not Mooresville, Maryland.
Well, let me talk to Adam and see what he said.
Is Bud Light, he not on here tonight?
I got to talk to the owner of the bike. I'm going to get talking and I ain't talking to him. Damn.
Yeah, that's who you better talk to.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Dusty going to ride it either way.
What?
I said Dusty going to ride it either way. You better talk to the owner.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Hey, besides us and Mayo and EJ, who else did you race?
EJ, there was only six races. People kept saying it was eight, but it was only six.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
It was Teasley twice, EJ, and then Mayo three times.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just couldn't figure out who the other two were. I thought I was losing my mind.
We was trying to figure it out on the way home. We was like, damn, who else did we beat? They said we won eight.
And y'all don't want that
mid-race,
y'all lost count. Damn.
That's what we were saying. We was like, man, that's a good damn
track. Hey, six is filling up.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. It's going to make all the other tracks, even trips to the track, even after we win, it's going to be a letdown compared to that one.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it ain't been six damn good races all year.
Yeah, pretty much.
We don't have
done a pretty good mini races. We did two down there in Macon. We won one and lost one. We lost one to Bunk. And then we beat, I don't know, just some dude on a Busa. And then what else we done? I done lost quite a few of them this year. But I've also won a few more than I've lost.
Yeah. As long as you keep racing, you're going to lose shit.
You ain't got no choice. It's going to happen sooner or later. Yes, sir.
Hey, Chris, this is Possum. When are you going to have that flat slick bike back?
I'm hoping in about – I'll probably have it in Valdosta at the Grudge Bowl down there that Dano's putting on.
Okay. Now, if you have that bike comes back out, you get Storm Trooper action?
Goal? I don't know if we'll be able to do it by Valdosta. Yeah, I'm trying.
Bob, what I told you earlier, man, we can't start at the top, but a few came.
We ain't at the top. You said Headbuster at the top. That's what you told Headbuster. Who is Stormtrooper be?
No, I'm just saying. You and Headbuster, you Headbuster and Cobra Commander, the three fastest 1,000s out there right now.
No, we are not. You ain't going to catch me putting Stormtrooper across none of them names. I'm pussy. I'm telling it like it is. We too scared. We ain't fast enough.
We might try my bike when it come back out. We'll try my bike.
There you go.
Who is that?
I was
down in Macon when you treated old Steven like he was a 5-0 bike.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. He did get the tractor trailer on him, but if you saw his ticket like he showed us, you would have seen that he slept pretty damn hard, so it made Stormtrooper look like a globetrotter out there, yes.
Hey, I ain't talking about how I started. I'm talking about how I ended.
It was pretty nasty, wasn't it? But, I mean, hey.
Y'all ran
custom cuts. You run custom cuts and a boot. It was a booster. Y'all ran out of gas, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. The same bike. I'm coming back with that one. But we're going to try custom cuts for sure.
But you'll try custom cuts, but you won't try 1,000.
I just don't respect custom cuts. That's all it is.
Yeah, well, that's about half the people on here, probably.
Man, don't mention that dude's name, man. If he call in, don't even answer the phone. Don't even put him on the damn mic.
Yeah, we just gonna run a custom cuts just to get him back. I mean, he won a good race, but we just didn't have enough muscle that day.
Yeah, he called us flipping in the staging lane. We had been begging him to race all day, and then we was in the staging lane about to make one more shakedown and go home, and then we didn't think that we had made 3 passes on that ball already. So, you know, it costs not to pay attention.
Do they always nobody?
But
we tried running with a bike this weekend. He ain't trying to do that. We'd have ran outlaw by the mayor, right?
Dan, he. I think he's a little behind times on these no bar bikes. The stuff that worked 5 years ago. I mean, it'll work to a certain extent, but it don't work past that. You know.
Wow. With the exception of his wheelie, I'm not going to lie to you, that bike was flying earlier. I mean, during the day, I watched both their outlaw bikes, and I ain't going to lie, I was scared to death.
He was wheeling behind you. You was already in front of him.
Man, that bike has an 1,825cc motor with over a 200 shot. How could it not be fast?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that thing probably make 300 on motor.
Yeah.
It is really cool, about 250 feet out.
Earlier, some dude made a comment and said they don't think that the wing and Chris Moe race don't happen. What's the reason for saying that?
Because we ain't going to go to begging. They don't go to begging.
Yeah. We done raced a wing, like, I think we done raced a wing 20 times, and he done won 3 times, if I'm not mistaken. Since 09, we done raced 20 times, and he done won 3. He done won 4 times, we done raced 20.
That was all in the same night.
Damn.
We got another caller here, 17-0. Are you neat? Your mic is open. Oh, I'm just idling, man. Okay. All right. Man, I think one more puzzle has dropped. Well, Chris, I had a little memo there from those guys at Extreme Motorsports saying later on in the year sometime they'll like to get a rematch with you as well, I think.
Who is that?
You remember the guys that you raced over in Hattiesburg? Over at the
Ten.
My ten.
Yeah, 10. Yeah.
What kind of bike they got now? The same bike?
I want to say the same bike. And it was asking about, I guess, the same race that you gave them over in Hattiesburg.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Tell them to get the bike set up like ours. We can run head up all day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, tell them, we'll give them the break in the quarter with the flat slip 1,000.
And catch them before they get to the 60-foot.
Let's see, we got another caller here. 6645, your mic is open.
No. It's me, Pop. I got hung up and come back in.
Okay. All right.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
No problem.
But,
anybody
question
me for some reason? They ain't talking.
Pop's going on the street, Pop. I'm going to be ready.
I was ready last week. Oh, excuse me, the weekend before the My Rock, but my son threw a rock in the intake. We tried to start it up in the trailer, and we crushed the rock on top of a piston, so we're having a problem getting another piston. Okay, it was a custom piston, and as soon as we get it this week or the person next week, it'll be back out.
Damn, you must have an ass of dope on there. Got to get custom pistons.
No.
Well, damn.
That's what it is. They're just Chuck pistons, yeah. Chuck pistons. I mean, you can call Chuck. I gave him the damn part number, and he's acting all retarded like he... can't find them. I'm like, what? We just bought them.
Yeah. So what's the setup on it? You know, street tie slider with about 72 inches.
But it's I got a Gen 2 in it. Lockup, excuse me.
You gonna put a Gen 2 in it?
Yeah, Gen 2 or lockup. I think he said he's got a lockup he's gonna put in it.
Oh, you gonna put just what you gonna put in your bike?
Excuse me?
That's what you're going to put in your 1,000?
Yeah, I'm not going to put a slider in. It's got a slider in it right now, but we're putting the, taking it out and putting the lockup in it.
Oh, man, that's our philosophy.
It smells
is
like an head-up race to me, don't it?
I mean, our philosophy is if you can ride it to the staging lanes and ride it to the return road, you know, we don't care nothing about, you know.
Have a steak, Chris.
You know.
I'm thinking
like,
people ride sliders to start with.
I like that philosophy.
Yeah, long as it's not a push bike, you know.
No.
I mean,
no,
we feel right. Like, you know. I mean, we got a multi-stage lockup, and I know, you know, everybody got to talk about what kind of clutch we got, but you know, trust me, it ain't nothing like no slider.
Damn sure look like it, but it's okay. Me and your boy got a clutch hand from hell.
Huh? Hey, I mean, hell.
I said Christian's got a good clutch hand, that's all.
I mean, what about you know the 70 inches that you just can't throw it away? If you can't, then something ain't right. If you can't, then something ain't right.
Well, I can't. Whoa. I can't throw mine away.
Yeah, because you're making a whole lot more power than you are. When you ain't making no power, you know. Huh?
CJ got a clutch.
Well,
down to the chassis shop, CJ. I get it right for you.
Yeah. You can
bring us
any 70-inch stock hand clutch street top bike, and I guarantee we can set it up where you can throw it away. I mean, if you're 70 inches, why can't you throw it away? I don't see. I mean. I mean, my 14 is 68 inches, and I can throw it away.
Yeah.
So you just bring it up to a certain RPM and throw your clutch.
Yeah, I mean, of course, when I'm throwing it away, I can't jack the RPM way up. But if you
hold on. Awesome. Put your phone on mute for 1 second. Let me see something.
We're trying to eat.
Man, that's a lot better.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you saying now?
I said I got an 08 booster and I got an 0714. My last time I rode my 08 booster, it was 63 inches long. And I had an 1846 gear on there. I could stage up about 2,500 and do like a slow dump. Ain't no hanging on to the clutch. Now, if I try to turn it up to 3 and above, it'll throw my ass off. Same way with my 14. If I find that right RPM, I can throw the clutch away.
With a stock clutch from the factory.
With a stock clutch from the factory.
You don't remember my red bike last year, CJ? Did you ever see it?
Yeah, I saw a video of it.
On YouTube, that's a stock clutch. And you have a multi-stack.
And I guarantee you that red bike, that Larry bike ain't never seen a 60-foot that red bike has.
saw his at every single time everybody has.
Yeah. We went faster with a truly stock hand clutch over that multi-stage. The multi-stage is all good and dandy, but it takes forever to get them set up according to what bike, you know, how much power you got. We've been playing with that bike for like 2 years now. We're just not getting it to running the way it is.
I probably got, man, several.
So you're telling me that you go faster with a stock clutch than a multi-stage?
Yeah.
So why do you have a multi-stage in the bike?
Because that's what the owner wanted.
Because it's a slaughter.
Okay.
We're all at Gen 2. It's a form of a lockup. It's a slaughter. Can we bet on that?
Who's calling?
What is that?
Who's calling? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah.
I thought someone calling.
You guys... I'm just trying to think. I mean, like, how fast do stock clutch bikes go to make a multi-stage not be able to go that fast?
Yeah, Bonk told me himself. Bonk, everybody knows, I've seen it for myself. Bonk has a true stock hand clutch. He told me out his own mouth that his bike, the best 60 foot he ever had was like a 123 or something like that.
And wow. look at the videos where we race Bunk and watch Bunk gap us off the 60-foot.
Every time we done race Bunk, he out 60 us. So
well, how long is he?
Every time he ran, y'all, he won't get on the track neither, though.
Well, how long?
But I'm
how
saying,
long
that's the point that we're trying to explain, his bike 60-foot is better than our bike. I ain't saying what happened beyond that point, but I'm saying.
Isn't it longer and lighter?
What I'm saying, though. But if we had all this Gen 2 or whatever, slide or whatever you say we got, we should be able to 60-foot better than Bonk's bike. But we can't.
You can't really go by that either, because you got two different riders with two different ride styles, too, though.
Two
so,
different bikes.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
I don't believe a multi-stage or a slider can go quicker or slower than a hand clutch. I just believe it's more consistent.
So all other words, you're saying he can't be that consistent.
Well, depending on how much power you got there in a quarter mile there, if you drive through the clutch there, I feel like a blocker for somebody that would work better. Depending on how much power
I mean,
you got
we that's pretty much the main reason we have a lockup, just to avoid that happening. Like
yeah.
I was on the big end watching Wings. And every pass he made, once he got to the 1,000-foot mark, the clutch just went away. Luckily, he was a whole lot faster than that bike he ran when he was able to let out of it and still beat him.
Wow, that's why he likes to race the 8, huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, he's got a lot of dope on that bike. And don't get me wrong, it's a fast bike, but they don't want to spend the money to set it up the correct way.
But okay. the two bikes that you race me with, and my red one, that they're all stock factory clutches, and I'll pull the cover off to show everybody too.
Yeah, I mean, I got a 14 myself. I mean, the 14's got the four stock. It's the best clutch out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Because I rode a customer's 14. It's a stock motor. And I got it geared low as hell, and it's like 66 inches long. I went a 133 with that bike. And it's a bone stock motor and everything.
Damn.
I mean, yeah, you can 60 foot, you know, bike easy. Cause we had Beaver Rob got that black orange at 08. It's a stock motor bike too. It's 68 inches. I went a 132 with that bike, and it's a bone stock motor with no nitrous.
Yeah, cause you could twist the grip harder than want something with a motor. In the first 60 feet.
It's all in gearing, and we're all being
shut up. I said all my bikes though, when I ride them, all the exact same.
Gotcha.
We throw the dope just as quick as we hit the motor.
Yeah. And for all you guys that have been around for a while, we all know the 60 foot don't win no races. So you know, I don't know why everybody get caught up in it.
No,
but
hell no.
I don't win no races.
Yeah.
the 330 is the most important part. You can 60 good all you want to and not have a good 330.
Exactly.
And that's where Keith Dennis used to win all the races in the 600 and 1000 class. He would, everybody would 60 him, but he would 330 the way he handled the clutch and the throttle. He would 330 everybody.
And that means he could just fit the farthest.
Yeah, because basically, when you're on a bike like that, you can turn it up higher and leave harder. You're going to get a better 60-foot, but you're not going to be able to lock the throttle as quick as somebody leaving easier. And they're locking the throttle a whole lot quicker than you, so they 330 is going to be better.
Got it.
So, I mean, I had learned that the hard way myself.
Not to mean to interrupt you all, but we got two numbers here. We're going to open up the lines. 2204, your mic is open, and 6583, your line is open. 2204, your mic is open. Hello?
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
6583, your mic is open.
Hello?
Hello, your mic is open.
Huh?
Yeah, you gotta get the number back.
Can you hear
your
me?
Mic is open. Yeah, we can hear you.
Go ahead.
What would she see? Okay, guys, we
could
go.
Yeah, anybody
sorry about that. They don't want to talk. I don't know.
Damn, anybody want to talk?
A lot of these guys think I can't just ride a clutch.
Yeah.
Who says that?
Apparently somebody say that because they like, there's no way that bike is that consistent or whatever, you know?
Yeah, you only made about 200 passes on that bike.
But they ain't looking at the thing is, ain't nobody looking at the bike, man. You know what I'm saying? The bike is going down the track. That's why the bike, you know what I'm saying? The bike consistent going down the track, they will win races.
Yeah. That's all the reason we won races this weekend.
Yeah. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes. It don't take the fast bike.
If you look at videos, like four out of the five races we won wasn't even races. The man blowed it right off the gate. You know, two with Mayo,
exactly.
EJ blow. You know, I mean, which a win is a win, but still, you know, we got lucky. You know, I have my rabbit foot hanging out the back.
You just outran us both times, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Well, but y'all was easy for the taking. I mean,
hell, CJ.
We were too short. I understand.
No, I'm just messing with you, CJ. No, we got lucky on y'all beating a celebrity like Jeremy Teasley made me feel good. I can't lie.
That's all good.
What's y'all's win-loss record with him? I know y'all hadn't lost many.
Me and him never lost a race.
Oh, damn. So I'm like the champ then, right? Almost.
Yeah. That's the first time that me and him ever raced together that it wasn't my bike.
Yeah, I understand. I was just messing with you, man. We're going to
go.
You got to come back with the same
bike. Hello?
CJ, are y'all coming back with something different, or are you going to bring the same bikes?
We're going to do those two races back again. You said you're going to give us a back tire. And
okay.
Then we're gonna come with another bike. Still going to be shorter than you, but we're still going to race you heads up.
Okay. That'll work. They're all street tire hand clutch stuff, right?
All factory stock OEM clutches and all street tires.
I got you. I had told him that earlier, Rob. I didn't tell you about it, but I told him we would give CJ the back tire with both of them bikes that we raced this weekend in Mooresville.
Yeah, Moore, you want to do that in the eighth?
That's where you guys beat us in the eighth. You didn't beat us from the eighth on.
Well, yeah, I mean, if Moore want to do it, you know, I roll with him, you know.
Some people say we don't gamble, so we're going to give up something so we can. So
we might have a Motor Zig 10-9 this weekend. Can we get the back top 10 eighth?
Hell no. We run our heads up.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Come on,
he just,
man.
He would run us heads up so many times. See, here's the thing. I done been on a 14 that runs faster than Kicking Rocks. And the 10 beat us.
Man, y'all, that's cause we didn't get down the track.
I can't help that. I know that bike is
fast. I'm not just 14 at back time eight, but you can't give a motor hand clutch street bike Z10 at back time eight.
14 is only 63 inches.
Oh, we're only 70 inches.
I can't help that.
It's a motorbike. Motorbike, street bike, got gas tank, wheels, everything on the hand clutch. Y'all can't
remember
back time.
You got a motor, you can throw it away better.
I'm going to throw it away.
EJ,
that's crazy.
EJ, like I said earlier, it's just simple as this. We just feel like we can't do that. I mean, we just feel like the bike is too fast for us to do that. I mean, we can sit here all day and talk about what this bike got and what that bike got. We just feel like we can't do it. It's just simple as that.
That shit ain't fair, man. We may work something out with you if we win the first one, but
how long is that booster? About 73-74 inches? 60
no.
Inches. Bring your tape measure.
Bring your tape measure. It ain't 70 nothing.
That with that booster y'all ride.
Bring your tape measure to the track Saturday.
Let me tell you something. That damn bike over 70 inches.
It's all the
way
up in the front of the swing arm. The swing arm only goes to 72 and it's all the way in the front hole.
Well, 72 inches then. 70 inches.
No,
it's quite long on damn 70s, man.
I'm telling you.
What can
you do? It's longer than Z10 we got. I know it's longer than Z10 we got.
Why you think we're looking at it?
So, would you guys race that ZX10 even with them?
We're going to run it heads
what?
Up.
You run it heads up.
Well, ZX10 motorbike.
And we done been with this race so many times. Now, don't let that 6-0 scare you guys.
Okay, EJ, look at it like this. We never asked AJ to run his bike. They all presented it off of us. We never asked to run that bike, period.
I'm going to tell you something. We came to Union. We drove 2 hours out the way past the track. We got so damn lost, man, trying to find that track. We just wanted to do something else so late. We just wanted to try something. We done been riding all day. We just want to try something.
I ain't talking about the race with Charles' bike. I'm talking about the 10 running Kicking Rocks. We never asked to run that bike. One man. Alex them suggested that race. We never asked for that, so. Y'all
you know
can't
talk stupid.
But other people agreed to it. AJ agreed to it. So.
Well, that's what he won't do. I ain't been with him. Fuck that. I'm going to come back with y'all.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's like me saying we going to do this, and then, you know, we go talk, and then, you know, we back out on it, you know.
But look at the bikes, though, man. Look at the bikes.
AJ,
This ain't no small guy. This is probably just much Chris do. And you gonna put him on a motorbike, a street bike. It's got a stock clutch in it. It ain't got a lockup in it.
Like I said, EJ, we just can't do it. Now we can do it head up. A better yet, hold that thought. Hold that thought when we go to Maryland, and then we'll give him, you know, if he want the back top, then we'll give him the back top, Maryland.
Man, we ain't gonna do that dumb shit. I'm not just biking the quarter. Hell no. Y'all gonna go around him in 8 miles. Hell no.
Okay, how about we'll give him the back time, Maryland. We'll lock in the second race. If he lose, we'll give him the first.
No, hell no. That's an 8 mile bike, man. That motherfucker, hell no. We can't fight no notches. Look, we can't fight no notches bike head up. We ain't nobody run no notches bike in a quarter mile of that bike. It's heavy. And it's a motorbike. And it's a ZX10 at that. It ain't. You already know you can't go with so big with ZX10, no way.
Hey, that's all we can do with it, man.
But that's like me saying, y'all should run us head up. We'll be amazing in the quarter.
Okay, but I talked to Charles today, and he said he'll run that race back with his 14. I want to do it away with everybody.
I'm not heading
home
tomorrow.
You what now?
I talked to Charles, dropped my interview earlier, and he said he'll run it back.
Head up.
Head up.
Huh?
Y'all run that head up.
Yo, with 14. It's got street pipe on it. Can't close it, though. It's got street pipe on it. Stop, can't put it. Hey, somebody got their something going on in the background too loud or something. Some music playing or something.
What do you mean? Yeah, what you said now?
I said, yeah, we'll try with Charles' bike again. I mean, he said he's willing to run that back, the black 14 with a street pipe on and the gas, set up just like Wing bike. Same.
With Ben and Mays?
No. Hell no.
Oh, yeah, he's more. I'm talking about the 1,000.
What about the 1,000?
I'm talking about my bike. I'm talking about the Gat. I said, that's like me saying, y'all want to give us, a fair race with the Z10 and a quarter, but y'all want us to give y'all something.
Man. That 10.
Y'all don't beat us with the back tie. Y'all can't run it back head up.
Oh, that wasn't even a race, EJ. You were sitting still at the start line when I was going through the finish line.
EJ, come on now. I'm pretty sure you've been racing for a while.
It's a booster. Listen,
if you have a race set up and the other, okay, put it like this. Okay, you gave us the back tie. EJ, how about this then? You gave us the back tie, right? Let's say you hadn't broke loose and you hooked up and we broke loose and you won by us breaking loose. Would you have came back and gave us the break? No.
Bobby.
No. Come on.
I don't know. I didn't win, so I can't say.
Man, come on, man. Whenever you have a race set up like that and both of them don't go down the track, the only thing you can do is do it back to both parties go down the track. Then you can negotiate once both people go down the track.
That's the same thing we do with Mayo. We beat Mayo twice off a spin. He didn't even ever ask for nothing. He just come back running again. Then we raced a fair race, and we won. So now we racing again heads up in Valdosta.
That was fucking retarded. I ain't hell out there. Ain't no way in the fuck a man go beat me with the back tire twice. Then I'm gonna get in the back tire a third time. He gonna run me.
He didn't even hit the back tire. It wouldn't matter. He didn't go down the track at all.
It wouldn't have mattered. So you can't go by that. You ain't got nothing to go by. You can't do that.
We're not gonna run the Z to the quarter mile.
It's gonna be Notchable Bike. Okay. Y'all don't have to do that. That's just what I propose. We can run the head up an A.
That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it, EJ. We all know that 10 is flying an A. I mean, whether it's a nitrous bike, motorbike, whatever he got done to it, what he chooses to do to it, and it's flying. And eight, you ain't got no one to play with. We pretty much got the same kind of bike except we got gas and more motor. But in the eight, I mean, it ain't enough real estate to play with to give up anything. I mean, look at that race with Charles' bike. He went around. I mean, all Chris down would have got out the groove a little bit. He was still in the bike fighting it. All he did is get out the groove a little bit and Dusty go back around it. And now you're telling us we need to give them something with our booster set up pretty much the same way.
I'm not saying, man. Get down that track.
Hey, if he put gas on it tonight, he'll still have a head up race in the 8th of a mile.
I wish we could put gas on.
Yeah, I know it ain't gas. I'm still in the walls, goddamn.
I talked to Alex today, and we done came to a conclusion. Every time we do stupid shit, we win. Every time we do fat races, we fucking lose. So now we doing all stupid shit. We're going to run that bike in up. Every time we do fat races, we fucking lose, man.
I mean,
we're going to start doing stupid shit.
So you guys too saying that if Mayo and Chris Moore was to run over again, that'll be a waste of time for us to run the man over again.
Do what? To do what now?
I'm saying some guy came on and said something about if Mayo was to run over again, it'll be a stupid race for him to run a rematch over. The fourth
time.
No, I don't think it'll be a stupid race. Matter of fact, I don't think it'll be a stupid race.
Okay.
No.
What you think? The ball would be more, well, the... What I'm trying to say is that...
When's that Valdosta race?
I want to say it's October 14th.
October 17th and 18th or something like that, middle of October.
It's October 13th,
I believe.
What kind of an event?
Yeah, the 13th. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's October 13th.
Just like Rockingham this weekend, but it's at Valdosta.
The same,
really?
The same,
just motorcycles.
Just motors, just grudge racing. It's gonna be fun, man.
The same dude who put this on at Rockingham is the same dude.
I might try to get all work. I got to work. I might try to get all work coming to that. What weekend you said it is in October?
October 13th.
Well, you know you ain't gotta worry about spending over there.
That track gonna hook.
We sure. Y'all just gotta worry about custom cuts.
We're gonna give him a
I'll take the break from him on my street bike.
We're gonna give him that McDonald's Archie got, we're gonna put some points on it for him. You know. But yeah.
What is it?
We got a bell, man. You there?
What's that?
Hello?
I said we're fixing a bell out. We'll holler at you guys later. We'll see y'all in Mooresville. CJ, EJ, y'all have a good one.
You too, Chris.
All right.
All right, Rob.
All right.
All right, later.
Yeah, well, guys, you heard him.
Well, a lot of people trying to get in, Chris, or no?
No, I think a lot of people are just listening tonight, but we have a lot of callers on the line, so.
Gotcha.
A little bit more lobby than what's going on. I'm still wondering why Henson Custom Cut chimed in.
Where's Custom Cuts?
I don't know. Where's my buddy Bud Light?
Alex told me he won't get on tonight.
No, tell him.
He's mad? Yeah, he mad.
What's he mad about?
He mad at everybody. He mad at Sam. He mad at McKenna. He mad at everybody.
Why's he mad at me?
He mad at your ass.
He got all my beard.
He mad at your ass.
He got all my beard.
He
get mad, get over it. Why? Because
yeah.
I went ran up and ran on him too, like you do me?
He
hey,
mad at your ass.
I don't care because point blank like this right here. Y'all beat me with AJ's bike, and I've been hearing that crap for 3 months beating me up about how y'all digging my ass. But we're cool,
you know,
we're
why?
Friends, and
you
we're
know
all
why?
Cool.
You know
but
why?
I finally won.
You know why?
I went up a clown because I went up a clown him. I was just playing with it.
No, you know why? You post a video about Bob, but you won't post a video with him kicking your ass. That's why he's mad about that shit. He mad about that.
He mad because of what?
Because you post a video about you beating Bob, but you won't post a video when we kick your ass with AJ Bike. Because you know you had the
I
camera
told
on your bike when you ran them.
Do you want? No, I didn't have the camera on my bike, buddy. We had a camera at the line, and it only caught it at the 300 foot mark. I got the video. You want me to post how crappy it is? I'll go right ahead. It's only going to be 330 and back.
I'll just fuck with you, man.
I'm not giving him no more damn beer. None. and he'll get. Matter of fact, I'm switching to Ultras. You tell him I'm switching to Ultras. So when he comes back to my cooler, nobody's around, he's going to sneak a beer. He's going to get an Ultra.
He don't mind. He's going to drink them bitches. I bet you drank them.
I know. I bet you won't catch him walking around with four of them in his hand. You ain't lying. That man will drink them. I think he's mad at everybody.
Man. Well, hopefully he gets back.
Possum.
Yeah, buddy.
Both lanes work pretty good in Mooresville.
You know, I've only been there like a few times. I don't want to say nothing. I don't know. I mean, it did fine for me, left lane and right lane, so I haven't really had any issues out there.
Okay. Good.
But I'm not a regular to the track. I mean, you can ask me about a cycle bike. From what I hear, everybody talks like Mooresville is a really good hooking track. So.
I ain't heard nobody talk bad about Mooresville.
Exactly.
You know, I can't find any information about the event on cycle bike.
No, I think
Call Lee Shop tomorrow and talk to one of them. They can give you information about it.
Oh, okay.
What time do they usually start?
Yeah. Well,
you know how
we're
the race. Huh? He's open about
around 12. Now, they'll run till late, like 11 or 12 at night, but, I mean, you know how the grudge racing is around here. People don't start racing until 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but I might have a few bikes there. I want to make some laps, you know.
Oh, yeah, I think they open like 4 o'clock or before. Just post something on cycle bike. I'm sure someone will say something.
They'll either call Lee in the morning. You saying Lee can tell you more about it, you know.
So, you're going to put a
hand clutch back in on that white bike.
No.
I said you're going to put a hand clutch back in your street bike.
Yes, sir.
You better put a hand clutch back. You better not put our slide in.
Whatever, dude.
We got a slider in it right now.
I'll tell you what, EJ. We'll leave a slider in it just for you. We'll pop one race off against Darvin. We'll put the lockup in it, and then we'll go after Kick Rocks. How about them apples?
Let's do that. I want to be first. Please,
you got it. You get to be first.
So make sure you put your camera on.
We ain't gonna cry about no weight like other people. Our rider, 170 pounds included. We ain't gonna cry about weight. I'm just trying to show that we don't cry about weight. How much you want to bet?
You told me it was 181. I know you lied. You told me it was 181.
He 171. You 10 pounds off, buddy.
I don't believe it.
EJ.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Ike. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Ain't nothing to it. Hey, Sam got another street tie slaughter bike up there. He got my bike up there. Sam running with my bike. Let Tyree ride
it. That's it. Bring it on. Hell yeah. That's good. We'll do that one.
Now, you know how we always do all these friendly races, and you know how it is with us. I'm going to bet you a steak dinner at the Waffle House. So it's a little side money, nothing big, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, Sam got a little Waffle House too.
Keep your hand clutching your bike, Sam. Running with my bike.
Yes, sir.
We got one more call.
It don't matter. It don't matter. They all same.
3356. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm getting man. I'm getting.
Okay, Alex. What's going on, Alex?
Son, you got to be any kind of way you want to. You got lucky in the last time. They should have got you in the day when you was running. Keep it gangster now. We will see you. Please come. Please.
preview bring your ass to Mooresville. We'll take AJ back and run over top of your head, clutch guard back, and Posse.
Goddamn.
Touchdown.
And you got the videos and won't put them up.
When I put it up, it's over. Yeah, you beat me, but I'm trying to tell you, I won't record in the race, and the race, the video shut down at 300 foot mark.
You had a doggone lie, Sam. See, you don't keep it going. You and George just said when y'all took my ass up Saturday. Because I got mad at the board. I said, man.
This is what happens, when we race in the camp, when I win. That's what happens. But I'm going to show you something different, buddy. That's fine. I'm going to post a video. You just call me a liar. I'm going to post a video, Alex. I'm going to post it. It only goes to 300 foot mark. It don't show no wind line. It shows a crappy video.
All I'm going to say was,
you can't even mute him.
And then we got to get weird stuff, right? Hey, I ain't mad at you, Sam, because I ain't mad at you. I am not mad at you. But, when the next day?
Hey, Alex, I got to... Hey, Alex,
tell... They better come on the damn trailer. We ain't doing all that test fast. Burn the damn tire, be a race.
Hey, EJ is on. EJ. Hey, if Tyree beat Billy Mays, you tell Darvin on the side that since Darvin got the cleanest bike I ever seen, tell Darvin you got to let throw a handful of dirt on that motherfucker after I run over.
I'm gonna tell you one other thing. He throw some dirt on that motherfucker. He went to fight this. He went to fight him.
I'm gonna run.
You throw some dirt on that motherfucker, you went to fight him.
I ain't never seen a bike that clean in my life, cuz I swear when I throw the dirt, I'm gonna run.
Man, you better. He can't stand me to put no fingerprint on.
Every time I get off, he wipe it off.
He
need to put it in the damn shoulder, man. As clean as that motherfucker is.
I'm going to take another guy, too. I get scared. I'm scared to ride. AJ.
Yo.
AJ.
Yeah,
Can you hear me, AJ?
Yeah.
You hear me? Yeah. Let's have Sam's ass up. What do Sam want to do?
I told you to kick them off.
I want that one too.
Dustin embarrassed me up there. I got to get some of my pride back.
Chris ain't gonna tell the story though. It ain't gonna be long. Probably run the next big event up there. I'll fly back up there and bring it back on then.
It should be ready within about a month or so.
You ain't coming to the My Rock races.
It all depends if I can get away from my old lady. You know, I just had a newborn. If she let me come, I'll be there.
Well, I know. DJ, you got one more. You off?
Huh?
You off?
Superstar from getting something.
Yeah.
I ain't never in my life seen that.
Alex, I got a question for you. They must really respect EJ10. They must really respect EJ10 because he just told CJ he was going to give CJ the back tie, but he said he wasn't getting that hand clutch 10, nothing. Now, I don't know Chris Moore or Rob, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just
man,
saying.
You talking about AJ
I don't bike. Understand that.
AJ bike.
I don't understand that. I don't see that bike. That bike got a stock body work. It just got an arm on it and a damn pipe. And a damn hand clutch.
Ain't that a race? Ain't that a stupid race? You know, they need to give AJ the back tie instead of a damn 14.
I didn't
well,
quite
we're
understand
a lot,
that
we're
one.
We're a lot shorter, that's why.
Okay, I feel you. What's going on with you, Mr. CJ?
Nothing, just getting old.
Chilling.
That's a stupid race. 6'10", we can't get none, but I can die for the long.
Hello?
Anybody coming? They're not going to get anything, though. I'm telling you. Chris Moore, Chris Moore, when the people ended up down there in Union, he was down from the kickbox, and he ended up race. And so, when the man, when we had the street tie, and he had that flat slick bike, where the street tie was Rick Tail. And, see, that blew a good job.
They said they were running Ric Flair with a street tie, but they weren't running Billy Mays Head with a street tie. And they
made
him look just like.
Both of them.
Ric Flair will be sitting with a street tie the next time we lay eyes on that motherfucker. You can back that. You don't think I'm light skinned and lightweight. And neither one of them lights don't work. I'm big all around, big and black. You tell Cuz you like that picture he sent you?
Hey, Cuz, I like that picture.
Hey, he liked the picture, dog. Brother Cook gave me a poster, and Nick loved it. But, hey, he mouthed it. He said, Nick, he said, Cousin Cook mouthed like it did. He like him. He look good as hell. Brother made it.
Man, Cousin Cook shouldn't have nothing to say after this last race.
Man, don't even miss that
dude's name. What do you think about all this? We can't get no outhouse racing.
Say the outlaw racing.
You got an outhouse. What would you say? You got a race inside the house all the time. But you know, we're a good thing. My brother told me I had to enjoy it himself, and I ain't mad at it.
We got a caller here waiting to open 2549. Your mic is up. 2549, your mic is open.
Nice, man. I'm talking to my homeboy.
Okay.
Hey, so, when the next big race, y'all? Chris Martin, I'm going to be here. We're going to be here. We'll stop his dead dreams. Then we'll do something new.
Alice. I told Chris earlier, he was on a phone a while ago. I told him that me and you discussed some shit today, that we're going to start doing stupid-ass races, because we win stupid races instead of doing fair races.
Yeah, we win dumb races. I told you, that's why he's mad at the boys. They got mad at Sam, get that guy down with some company. We don't do that. We didn't let Sam pick out all we kept on trespassing. I'm saying, you won. But you might want to put yourself on the same boat as Chris Moore called the Lucky Boat. We're going to get you. We have to use your head like a diamond in the rough, buddy.
He told us he's gonna run with his street bike. Sam said he's gonna run with his white bike. He can keep the slide in, then he's gonna put the head coach in and keep rock.
I've been changing with bike. How many sweet changes with Adrian bike with Tyree riding? Sam
when can we do that race?
917,000 times. But Adrian bike was all good in Rockham. And I'll be the first one to say, we wouldn't do that. No, we didn't want to run that at all. And Sam took the whole team against me. Me and Jeff ain't talking yet.
Oh, rascal.
Sam was trying to ruin the man bike. Jeff got mad to you.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
But they blamed it on you.
Yeah. Sam, I was trying to start a race. Sam over there laughing like, hey, I said, you're bouncing. Everybody knows Sam, my man. I got my goddamn possum razor shirts. When we can't find no race, we're going to do what we do. And that's for everybody to know. We will really
you all tore out of shape. You're all tore out of shape.
No, I ain't mad. I'm not mad.
You mad at me? Left me crying and stand up my mess. Do what?
I said, let me know when you get the bike ready. We'll set something up and run it to you, Mark.
That's fine. Anytime it's ready, but I want to hurry up and get that over with so I can get after Kick Rock. It seems like they're on fire. We got to try to play firefighter and put that fire out.
Ow. What you got to do with the they want to roll back. They want it up. They come. They want to get that. We said, okay. They said they needed the back. They need the brake. We said, okay. Next week they come back. They need the back tire, the brake. Like, damn. They didn't need to clear on the top side. Like, what's going on? Every time we say, okay, y'all get something else.
Come on. Then they
come on and kick our ass on the computer. Now, tell me where they do that at. Cycle bike. Yeah. Well, we had the track, though, that now all of a sudden you want with us. Whatever.
Guys, we got them.
I can't take nothing from the bike with you.
It is going on the track, man. I'm trying to tell you. That's why he winning.
They will be kicking them. We won't be kicking them. Let both bike shift this weekend. Believe that.
Let both bike shift.
We will be kicking them. Let bike. They won't.
I know that's right.
Hey, guys, we got a call. Right, man. Hey. 6155, your mic is open.
Hey, it's Chris.
Hello.
It's Chris.
Yes, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, give Erica a call when you get a chance. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, that's my opinion. Yeah. That ain't growing with talking. That's
what's breaks.
I'm saying, what's big? I should have to be on growing with already when I pick up the phone and call your ass and talk shit to you. Hey, all right, we ain't trying to run your bike before you get it back. And let
Why
you
not?
Know we're going to tear your ass up.
Well, I mean, no, you just go ahead
really,
and run over.
Y'all really going to try for
See, listen, this is what I'm thinking, Alex. See, if y'all beat the bike right. while it's still in North Carolina, that let me know I need to stay down here in the country and let Sam put some more dope or something on it because it ain't fast enough. Now, if he can get
you
y'all...
You can them over there, they ain't real bent, but when you come back up here, you better be on your game.
Well, see, that's going to be all in Sam and Tyree hands. I ain't going to even have nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? As long as Sam got my bike, it's his bike. When he call me and tell me, all right, I can fast enough, I'm on the way to get it.
Sam, so you tell me if we put a street tire on Travis' bike, we can get what we want to...
Say that again?
We can do something with Travis' bike.
You got a slider? We got a slider. We get that out the way, too. I mean, I don't want to run it up.
We'll take the plastic off.
Get an ace.
Well, what y'all talking about who wants it first is getting the beams. Let's go. Damn. Ain't nobody else racing. Well, I'll take that back. Everybody else was racing this weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know we race each other. But you really won't do that, Sam. Hey, you lied during the week. Remember, we who lies first, last, last. I learned that from my Indian buddies and how.
We got another caller coming through here. Let's 6661.
Hey,
the mic is open.
This is Mayo.
What's going on, Mr. Mayo?
Mayo. What's happening? I heard someone told me, you know, I don't be on cycle bike, but I heard it was someone was trying to dispute exactly how much I weigh. Let it be known that I'll get on the scale at any race track.
He got on the scale at 190 with no jacket or helmet.
Right. Someone said it's
a 205 dress, dog. Don't sleep.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I know I'm a little heavier than the average jockey, but I'm still willing to sit on side anybody. That's, you know, because I like to have fun.
Everybody knows you're going to race.
October 13th, I'll be down there and I'm coming to play. So, you know, anybody that won't play, we can have some fun. We'll work it out.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Hey,
know what I told him?
Yeah, right.
I told him what we do. But I know, I told you not get down the track. And I said, you are a fucker. You weren't me because you kept on racing. And we scored that one
right.
time with Billy Mays. We put that something up.
Hell yeah.
We put it up one time. But I said to myself, but I ain't trying to be funny. But anybody want to go cycle bike and play with anybody? But why the fuck couldn't you never get a helmet off early? You wouldn't get down the track. Nobody ain't going to have that question.
What was the question?
Why could Mayo never get a hood up run because he never, ever got down the track beside the man?
Right.
Why couldn't the race never, ever change the hit up? I mean, a hand slider and a fucking slider ain't no goddamn different but a cable.
Right.
Fuck that, man. I mean, and then we got a motor 10, and we can't get none. You know?
Yeah.
Keep it going. You want something, but you don't give none. Give us a damn back tie. See, we do. Man, we was all the heck of the back tie. We might would have tried something. But, you know, it's all about racing, keeping it alive. And everybody gets a spotlight. Man got a spotlight this weekend. And I ain't mad at him because I like the cat. He will ruin. But it is what it
I mean, this is my philosophy. If I ain't running my bike, I might as well put a for sale sign on it because I built it to run, you know. So, that's, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm trying to represent Louisiana, you know, trying to let
you down to
everybody
know.
Yeah.
I thought I was the hard-headed fuck on the earth, but, man, you are the man hands down.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
I swapped lanes the last race. I wanted to lose it
because I got dragged down the track. So the thing is this. I tell somebody, drag me down the track, I'm going to shake your hand and say, hey, you're a bad boy. You got away from me. But when the tires break loose, I mean, it's a loss, but it's still not a real loss, if you ask me.
No, got down the tracks. No. You got a man over there grabbing and you got them detuning your bike and hoping you get down the track. That's not, you know, it's a difference.
October 13th, though, I will get down that track, and we're going to do this early. I ain't racing late at night anymore. I'm going to shut that down and don't look at that night racing. You know, we're going to get down that track and we're going to play around. We're going to play and have some fun. October 13th.
But you know what really trips me out, though? You see the man, you know what they're doing now? They're swearing I'm down there with the real Ric Flair. Then we had the invitation not to play anybody for Ric Flair.
I went down with one talking in mind, and that was Little Richard on that Ghost Boozer because I knew it was going to flip lamb and not put the original rod on there. And I took care of that, so no matter what else happened, that was my goal, and I accomplished my goal. I came home happy.
That's real talk right there.
That's real talk.
Didn't we talk about original Ric Flair? The younger one time with the flat leg. So we're going to take that motherfucker off and throw that sandwich away. We're going to go ahead and put a street guy back on it. Yeah, that's what people think was going to make it slow down.
Hey, Alex. The boys got the booster, the Kick Rock booster, the one Chris B. Ryan. He said they would come to my rock on the 30th. And run Billy Mays head up in the quarter with this on.
How much money?
Look, I thought Mom had to talk to you about it. What you talk about it?
How you gonna talk to me? And you listen.
Hey, man, I just figured out.
did he?
Yeah, that's what happened. Hey, you enjoy yourself is fine and dandy. But you're not enjoying yourself, EJ. He didn't put that video up when he turned his ass up on the possum, did he?
Damn.
Hey, EJ, I bet we tore his ass up. And Sam, that motherfucker on possum. Don't get it twisted. That's why we're so tickled when we're looking. Like, wow. But we're going to go in and get AJ back together. I got my old little green ZX10 be out very soon. Yes.
So, you better call and kiss your buddy's ass then.
You know I am. I've been talking to Alex. We done fell out since Thursday. Man, what's the best for me, man? I got to give me a new cam, man. I love it. You know me, EJ. But you know what? Don't overlook Gretchen. Gretchen thing like I think. She will run.
Yeah,
Gretchen will run.
Hey, look,
Gretchen was the reason why I ran Ric Flair that night. If that wasn't Travis Dunn, that was Gretchen did that race.
Come on. All right. We're going to start doing shit. What's the most stupid race we done this weekend?
Huh?
I asked Al, what's the most stupid race we done this weekend?
We lost a little smaller race, but...
We're
going
to start doing stupid shit.
Yeah, Al, you better call Jeff.
We got to call Jeff and make up with him. I'm going to mic for these guys. We've got 2, 5, 4, 9, and we got 3, 4, 9, 4. Your mic's open. Chris, can you hear me? I can hear you. Erica said call us. She's on the phone right now, but I don't know if she can hear you guys. All right, let me work on that again, okay? 3, 4, 9, 4. Your mic is open.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Erica is on the line, but can y'all hear?
We can hear you.
Erica. She was on my three-way, man. She's been trying to get in touch with Chris.
Okay.
She told me to get on and tell you to call her.
Okay.
Call her, Chris.
Tell Erica to send me a number to call her at. Hold on. Don't call it over the line. Just tell us if you get in contact, tell us to text it to my phone, the number to contact it.
All right, bet.
Okay.
Hey, Grandma thought we were going to get my ass. Don't get me coming to check on the fire. Yeah, I don't know my husband. It might be a little something. Oh, yeah. Grandma thought radio.
You better be calling Jell, goddamn, and make up with him.
Fuck Jell.
Man, I ain't never seen two. I swear y'all brothers from another mother. Y'all be cool for 5 minutes, then 10 minutes later y'all cussing each other out.
Yeah.
We cool. Man, I swear y'all too.
I will freeze in the cold and let him live. That's my man.
Oh, yeah, he's cool.
You
want to
know the damn truth.
Tell him
my man. But we gonna find out because we two different people. Look, I got two riders, EJ and Dust. If I lose a bit of them, I lost. No excuses, no other shit. No, I could have, D could have, and all that shit. I lost. That's what I believe in. Hold on, man. We ain't putting the damn marquee. Give me another bill. Hey, that's what I lose. You know what I mean? That's what I go that way. Right. You feel me? All right.
We got an extra hour tonight to hold on the phone, but I'm going to break to a little quick commercial here. So let's take 5 here for 1 second.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends.
BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.crzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
All right. Guys, I want to thank you all. I did say we had an extra hour, but evidently we don't. So with that being said, we will tune back in next Wednesday at 8 o'clock Standard Time. I just want to thank you all. And before we do hang up, I want to give a prayer out to those guys down there in New Orleans to a speedy recovery, man, with this storm that came through. We actually sustained a little wind, damaging a lot of rain, but especially those guys down there on the coast line. I just want to tell them, man, we all are thinking about you and just wish you all a speedy recovery. With that being said, we're going to shut the show down. Actually, 1 minute left. Anybody got any quick thing they want to say before we close for tonight? Okay, with that being said, I guess we're going to shut the show down. And like I said, we will rent next week at 8 o'clock. So with that being said, good night, folks.